Dreams of a Final Theory by Steven Weinberg. Preface. This book is about a great intellectual adventure, the search for the final laws of nature. The Dream of a Final Theory inspires much of today's work in high-energy physics, and though we do not know what the final laws might be or how many years will pass before they are discovered, already in today's theories, we think we are beginning to catch glimpses of the outlines of a final theory. The very idea of a final theory is controversial, and the subject of intense current debate. This controversy has even reached the committee rooms of Congress. High-energy physics has become increasingly expensive, and its claims to public support hinge in part on its historical mission of uncovering the final laws. From the beginning, my intention has been to lay out the issues raised by the idea of a final theory, as part of the intellectual history of our times, for readers with no prior knowledge of physics or higher mathematics. This book does touch on the key ideas that underlie today's work at the frontier of physics, but this is not a physics textbook, and the reader will not encounter neat separate chapters here on particles, forces, symmetries, and strings. Instead, I have woven the concepts of modern physics into the discussion of what we mean by a final theory and how we are going to find it. In this, I have been guided by my own experience as a reader in fields such as history, in which I am an outsider. Historians often succumb to the temptation of first giving a narrative history followed by separate background chapters on population, economics, technology, and so on. On the other hand, the historians one reads for pleasure, from Tacitus and Gibbon to J.H. Eliot and S.E. Morrison, mingle narrative and background, while at the same time making a case for any conclusions that they wish to set before the reader. In writing this book, I've tried to follow their lead, and to resist the temptations of tidiness. I've also not hesitated to bring in historical or scientific material that may be already familiar to readers, who are historians or scientists, or even to repeat this material where I thought it would be useful. As Enrico Fermi once said, one should never underestimate the pleasure we feel from hearing something we already know. Dreams of a Final Theory is roughly divided into three parts and a coda. The first part, chapters 1 through 3, presents the idea of a final theory. Chapters 4 through 8 explain how we've been able to make progress toward a final theory, and chapters 9 through 11 look ahead to speculate about the shape of the final theory and about how its discovery will affect humankind. Finally, in chapter 12, I turn to the arguments for and against the superconducting supercollider, an expensive new instrument that is desperately needed by high-energy physicists, but whose future funding remains in doubt. I am deeply grateful to Louise Weinberg for urging me to rewrite an earlier version of this book